We are recording.
Fruit House of Horror.
Hey, Ross, you remember the name of this game, right?
The New Alliance.
The New Alliance.
Yes, this is part three of the New Alliance, though part one you will never see.
Or hear. It was a mystery.
You will not see any part.
You see, actually, you know what part, you're here. You know what part one of the New Alliance is? It's what episode three was in 1977.
Wow. That was deep.
I know, right? I figured it. Yeah, that's the only explanation I come up with that actually fits the theme.
Okay, moving on to whatever that was.
You just have to. It's by implication what happened before.
Hey, Ross, how do I do a recap?
Is that where you have a drink before you go?
That's a nightcap.
Oh, it's a nightcap. Oh, okay. Would you like me to do the recap for you, Nick?
That'd be delightful.
Okay. So
he's getting mocked for bad stage setting, and it's not me for once. This is so exciting. This is how the rest of you feel.
Let's see. Previously on the New Alliance.
Do you feel like part of the group
a little bit?
So last time...
Enosy.
Well, let's see. How did we start out? So we got back to the fruit house with the... Project Sentinel. Oh, sorry. No, I take it back. That was a shell of a way to go. That's right. I remember the title of the thing. I
feel like I should tag you out at this point.
No. We were in the temple, which was the giant hermit crab shell, and we were being surrounded by the Imperials.
Two lights.
One light.
After we had fought some inbred crab monsters, one of which was crab whispered by Amaya. One of which was frozen in place by Binder Nick Binderson over there.
Ignog Bimzip.
Ignog Bimzip.
Get it right.
Or
get out.
Or pay the price.
Just one was eggnog.
One was sliced and diced by No Rank McStavison over here. And then Killshot Mc... whatever they were. I'm running out of names. I shot the third one. And then the Imperials closed in, and so while they got in the building, we escaped by cutting a hole out of the roof and sliding down. And Brandon pulled his awesome, I'm going to remove two black dice from Evan's athletics roll to try to keep his balance as he's trying to hold the egg sliding down the wall.
Because fuck the DM.
That was super ball.
That was so clutch.
That was cool.
And I'm still in shock that we had him, like, turn around and be like, oh, I've got a power that actually, like, saves the party.
Right.
Check this out, guys.
Brandon saving the day is just...
Well, like, I've been taking his role.
You really did step up and make sure that the party got boned,
I keep thinking Brandon should be wearing a gold sash and have, like, a gold goatee or something. This is not the universe I'm used to. Anybody get that reference?
Yeah, we all get the reference.
Okay.
Keep going, Grandpa.
Okay, well, man. Then we got through the woods and we lay the minefield for the Imperials while
we're all here.
Amaya sent a land dragon or a land shark to go attack the Imperials while we ran away.
Beulah.
We hid in the fruit house and decided what we needed to do. We need to go talk to the people to try to get a sponsor in order to go talk to the council. And so then I got to do my Gabby. Just
Gabby McGaverson.
Gabby McGaverson, talky, dramatic role play with the relatively isolationist, xenophobic circle of life in their treehouse. Because it was a treehouse.
Everything's a treehouse.
Literally everything.
Yes. And then the Empire. Oh, yeah, there was a mysterious person who kept contacting Evan's.
When you live in Yggdrasil, everything's a treehouse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The mysterious person on the comm was telling him to do things and, you know...
That he had friends.
Yeah, he had friends in high places, etc.
Right. And, okay, I need to speed this along because it is longer than the actual session you're recapping.
I was asked...
Your mysterious benefactor also included video footage of the Project Sentinel... destroying AT-ATs and AT-STs.
Yep. Backing up the information that I was front-loaded with, where I'd heard rumor that there had been an Imperial garrison on this planet, up to and including, like, a full garrison of stormtroopers and AT-AT, an AT-AT team and ST scout troopers and things like that, and now we know what happened to them.
Yes.
Giant crab lasers.
Yes. Kavner did succeed in getting the support of the Circle of Life, who would be your sponsor. You guys spent a long time discussing what your gift would be and what a proper gift would be. During that time, the Imperials attempted to contact you, saying that you guys needed to talk. You baited some information towards your ambassador, Anton, and further cemented for yourselves that he is a double agent. Kavner threw together a makeshift banquet that he invited the Imperials to, which was quickly interrupted by Gracie, the droid, belonging to Anton, attempting to poison her master, which was called out by Ignog Bimzip.
Hero of the people.
Killer of black dice.
The Imperials left, and you guys basically, Ignog pinned down Anton with the force to ask him some questions.
Yeah.
I cut off the droid's leg while she tried to run away, while our soldier friends are in the fruit house holding on to the idiot.
And you had left when we'd cut to us being back defending the egg. Anton was trying to leave with the droid.
He was trying to leave, and Ignog literally grabbed him with the force and pulled him back.
Right, and that's where we'd cut.
Yes. Yeah, except you guys were staying back at the fruit house guarding the egg, and you heard the sounds of Imperial troopers conducting a door-to-door
search. Which we know how to solve this problem, if the movies have taught us anything.
Make the door disappear.
Yeah, we lock the door.
Lock the door.
Yes.
Door's locked. Move on to the next.
Nobody's here.
Oh, I thought you'd just make the door disappear. Oh, it's just a giant piece of fruit.
As it turns out, the only way I have to do that is vaporize the door in a hail of gunfire, because I'm not a creepy space wizard.
I'm not a creepy space wizard.
You're a creepy tree wizard. So,
tree wizard?
You haven't been into space yet, so yeah, just a creepy tree wizard. But one day, you might own this gas station. If you play your cards right.
Didn't seem more of a sorceress, though.
We're not getting into this distinction.
Yeah,
D&D
I don't
is
have
later.
To prepare spells.
D&D is later tonight when Ross runs it for us.
Oh, God. You want me to run a D&D game? Yeah. I know nothing about it. It'll be awesome.
Perfect.
All right. You guys can do all the rules. I'll do the story. That's fine.
That works for me. Sounds like we have a volunteer.
Yep.
You fool.
Yeah, if you want an unplanned game run, I am all for it.
Got there.
All right. Moving
now
on.
Now I got there.
That was bullet time arrival. Sorry, I counted on the table. I couldn't help it. That was just too much. Moving on.
So, Tor and Sarge, you hear heavy knocking on doors, muffled conversations drawing closer to you. Oh, did you guys get your force points?
We did. Yeah, we've got three, and right. You are sitting on two.
Okie dokie.
Who gave him them?
What's that?
Oh, should I roll a die for Brandon?
The two of us gave him force points. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. I don't want to make the game too
one
easy.
One more for you, then.
He gave him two, because he true. Is...
Well, he's no, playing. Brandon he's gave playing Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon I mean, this is to be expected.
Yeah,
so... All right.
So,
we're lucky you took...
There's balance in the force.
Yeah, prophecy is fulfilled.
All right, we're fantastic. Roll them.
And in between is the microphone, so.
It's the chosen one?
Yes.
It's going to kill children?
I mean, it could.
I hope.
Put it in a sock and swing it around.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're just talking about your dick again, aren't
you? Yeah.
Dick sock.
Guilty.
Run out your dick.
All right, so we're knocking on doors. We gotta get...
Better put your dick in a sock.
We're just stalling for when Brandon gets here.
Yeah, so he can sit and watch us do this.
So a different dick gets here, and then we get to go on.
And finally, you hear the...
Well, before we get to our door, since we've got a few moments to prep, I'd like to make a warfare check strategically. Is our best bet to just run, or can we make a defensible position out of this house?
Make easy warfare check.
There's a triumph.
And
a failure.
A failure, a triumph with two advantage.
Well.
That sure is a
the two advantage, you can add a blue dice to the allied character's next check. You can add a black die, or what is it, the disadvantage dice or whatever, to a targeted character's next check, not targeted. Yeah, and then as far as the triumph's concerned...
Important bit of information I could give you.
I will spend a triumph on an important bit of information from the GM. I love it.
So, whether you make your defensible position here or run, you know that you guys effectively have a big egg-shaped shield that they're probably not going to risk destroying.
Hold a gun to the egg.
I sit down in the recliner with the egg in my lap and very gently rest my vibro sword against it.
Mexican standoff.
Sudden earthquake.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to stop you if that's the plan, but I'm going to take up a defensive position behind the couch.
That's okay.
That's fine. I could soak a lot of blaster fire.
That egg might, too.
We really don't want anything bad to happen to that egg.
We don't. And neither do they.
Alright.
I mean, you're the boss, boss. I've outlined my plan. You may feel free to modify as you see fit.
I mean, this is pretty saucy. How saucy are you feeling right now?
I have 18 wounds in Ahsoka 7.
I unlock the door. I unlock the door, I prop it open, I take a position behind the couch.
The couch is made of tracking devices.
Sure, so is the egg.
So am I.
My gun is, in fact, tracking devices that shoot tracking devices.
Oh, whoa!
So,
I'm actually just a tracking device.
Just a tracking device.
Trackception.
Yeah. They walk up. There's a heavy knock on the door that starts to swing open. And you see a cluster of stormtroopers. You can see, it looks like, four through the door, including the one in black armor with a flame projector.
Sure. Sure.
Ooh. I'm going to make sure I'm positioned so that flame projector goes off and hits the egg, too.
Mm-hmm. When the door swings open, the lead stormtrooper goes, "It's them! Blast them!" Their commander goes, "Wait! Wait!" Seems like we're at an impasse, boys.
I'll have my gun out and now pointed at the front guy who said blast him, but no trigger pull yet. Gentlemen,
you got something we want.
If you want any chance of getting it, you should be on your way.
There's a good chance we can set the stone, take you down without hurting that thing.
You think you can take me down before I cut it in half?
I think with my friend's vibro sword resting against the shell, if you stunned him, he'd jerk backwards and shear the top of that thing off.
Maybe he'd jerk forwards and shear the top of you off.
No, really, I guarantee you can't stun me to sleep before I cut this in half.
I have tried. God is my witness, I have tried. This man is unstoppable. I have seen Wookiees take naps faster.
So how's this gonna end?
You turn around, tell your boss, well, we found them, but they're gonna break the thing before they give it to us. What do we do now? And we'll let the diplomats sort this out. Or I start firing, and you try and be so precise that you kill me without hitting my friend and the egg. You want to roll
which
bombs?
I will have cut in half.
You can shoot the pieces.
Yeah, is your intention to intimidate him? Is it coercion?
Let's find out.
This feels like a coercion check.
Coercion's not a check.
This is definitely not deception, because I am not lying a bit about any
coercion.
Of this. Sure.
Oh, I guess coercion is
either within negotiation or coercion. I don't know. But if this is given the gun level down, it's probably coercion.
Uh, Sure, let's call it coercion. Sounds great.
Okay.
I imagine that's going to be against his discipline.
Probably.
You don't have any talents or anything that's going to affect this, I think?
Oh, heavens no. Okay. All of my talents are for pulling triggers, which I'm probably never going to get a chance to do.
Even one time.
I am going to swing this roll so hard, it's going to be amazing. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, one purple, two red.
I'm going to bone this, and we're going to shoot.
You get a blue die over that. You got the two...
Two epic failures.
You had two advantage.
I did have
two
advantage. Yes, sure.
Including the active character, right? So you can give yourself a blue die in your next check.
That sounds great. I'm not spending one of our force points on this.
Yeah.
Okay. I only spend those to upgrade attack tools. All right. So
wow.
Cancel. Cancel. I succeed.
Nicely done.
Oh man, I haven't been doing my voice. Fuck! All right, I gotta start doing the voice.
You
get
have
my
a cold,
math.
So
I gotta get my math.
As he's talking, I start miming as though I'm playing a violin, or a cello, I suppose, would be more appropriate.
Ambassador, we found them. Well, they've got the egg, and they're ready to destroy it if we make a move. Mm-hmm. Yep. Copy that. Standing by. They just mill about in the doorway.
I turn my comm link on. Oh, Ambassador.
Yes.
You get our droid friend?
She's a little uneven at present, but yes.
We gotta wait for Brandon for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing you guys told me to start. You'll be fighting stormtroopers.
Well... I could just fucking pull the
trigger. It ended without combat.
I mean,
so.
I made a guy who goddamn hates stormtroopers.
I feel like we've got the drop on them now.
Yeah, but you can wait until there's more stormtroopers.
Oh, fuck, no, that was the problem. We can't. We can't be the ones to pull the trigger because
right.
we can't start
right.
an interplanetary incident
yes.
firing weapons
well,
on the planet without self-defense.
That's why your plan
God
was the perfect plan.
Damn it!
You baited them into if they make the first move. But anyway.
I make the first move.
Yeah, so where are you in all this?
I'm with you guys.
Are you? Okay. I thought
yeah,
you were with them for some reason.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
No, if I was with them with my cat, then we would have just killed some bitches.
Yeah.
Just have me make the first move. It was a native.
He was supposed to be here 5 minutes ago.
Or he's high and sleeping while I'm talking to him.
Or just focused on holding the guy in place.
Yeah. There's that too, if we want to kill some time in between.
We should wait for Brita.
Okay. Well, then, we pause.
Let's roll.
Okay,
we
so...
Go back up. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, no, they rolled for you.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
For
cool. So he calls me and says, hey, have you captured that droid yet?
Ambassador, do you have our droid friend?
And I said something like, she's a little uneven at present, but yes, we are all here. How are things there?
We might want to have the locals of our friend's circle... step in at this point.
Olamaya?
Yeah?
Speak to the sergeant, will you? Handed a little doohickey that she's never seen before because she's a native. And...
I look at it.
Just speak into it.
Hello?
Hey there. I'm going to patch this in through my earpiece so they can't hear the conversation I'm having.
Okay.
Oh, they can't hear her side.
Their side.
Yeah. Those folks we talked to earlier today? Your friends?
Okay.
Probably best to have them stop by your house.
Why?
Well, because there's a lot of stormtroopers here.
How many?
4.
And a big guy.
That's not that many.
Yeah, well, we're trying to keep by the rules, aren't we? So your friends should stop by and collect their goods.
Why would they do that, though?
Get your friends out from the circle down here right now to get the thing.
I can come.
Moving on from that, I will attempt to make arrangements. Thank you, Sergeant.
Real fast.
Understood. So,
should I go?
You got Zuka still, like, frozen in price, or what's going
yeah,
on here?
Yeah, Zuka is still just being held by Eggnog. You guys just dragged him back from his ship.
Is anybody in the security of the air, spaceport like looking at us at this point?
They are certainly watching you, but at this point, it's just outsiders attacking each other.
Okay.
So who the fuck cares?
And no actual violence. Well, except for the droid. The droid's in there. So, our friends are in danger at present, and we need to have some local witnesses to defuse things. Maya, would you go gather your friends and inform them that Professor Mitsubishi...
Matsuka!
Professor Matsuka's project is currently in... limbo between the outsiders.
Why don't we just handle it ourselves?
Yes, well, we were given instructions when we arrived not to have any violence occur in your land, and so this is the best way to make sure that the item over which there's contention is taken out of the equation.
Yes, but then you can't use it for a gift or anything.
That was not going to be the gift. How does that represent our intent? So that's... Our friends are going to die if you do not move now, Amaya.
I can help him.
Leadership. I will attempt a leadership role to urge her to do the thing that I am saying that she must do now to save our friends from being shot up or something else.
I'm impressed by your branding of this game.
It is top-notch branding.
So now, what would my diff be?
Her discipline.
What is your discipline there?
My discipline is 2 green.
All right, so 2 purple.
Isn't it though? Built ridiculous discipline so people can tell you what to do.
No, that was my droid.
That was your droid.
The droid who doesn't take orders.
I'm bringing Anton over here and said, "Your assistance, please." I'll bring him over here between these two and release him.
Oh, not to be out, Brandon. Brandon's back. Okay.
He's jealous.
I'm still
taking
my role before this happens.
Because
I've said my thing. So is that okay for you?
Yeah.
That would be a
God damn it.
That would be a total no bomb.
I've already asked so much.
Well, I have 3 advantage, but I have a failure.
Yeah,
so
not enough.
One threat and nothing.
I've already asked so much of them before.
Right?
Yeah.
I believe it's time to involve the local authorities.
Yes.
Fine. Something local that will defuse it before we all get killed.
I will just have a word with the gentleman by the shuttle.
I think he's trying to get away.
You think so, yes. Thank you, Amaya. Your input is no longer required.
He's free to leave. We just need his leadership.
Am I? When I tried to leave last time, you immediately restrained me.
If we have the egg in safe hands, friendly hands, then you have leverage over the Empire and this entire situation. It is in your interest to help us now. I'm not wrong.
I am going to go talk to the authorities.
You're going to talk to the authorities over there, not at the shuttle.
I don't take orders from you, you know.
No. It's true. You don't. But your actions and the uncertainty that your droid has given to the whole equation of what's going on here puts us in further charge than you at this point. Besides which, my friend here can make you do anything he wants you to do. Now, we can do this peacefully, where you just help the situation, maintain the peace and our lives, or you can make things more difficult again. Which is easier for you?
I'm going to go talk to the authorities right over there.
Yeah, you two need to work this out. I start walking over this stuff. And
he starts walking over to the guards by the shuttle.
I think I should go home.
Can you help me pick up the droid?
Oh, I'm not very strong, afraid.
Between the two of us, I think we'll be all right. Or can I tie it to your cat? How big is your cat now, anyway? Does it, like, grow to
60 feet tall?
I think it's, like medium size or whatever.
Giant kaiju cat. Yeah, silhouette, too.
Yeah.
Stronger than all of us.
Okay, so Pat Cat will take the droid.
Two or silhouette one. I might be getting my games mixed up.
It's silhouette one.
Silhouette one, yeah. And silhouette zero are like small animals.
Yeah. And like babies, yeah.
Totally.
Why did that suddenly come? Yeah, babies.
Baby animals.
You know, the things I eat. You start packing up the droid, mm-hmm. and then the guards that Anton is talking to shout out, "Hey, hold it!"
Yes.
Man says you attacked him, and now you're stealing his property.
This droid attempted to assassinate our ambassador, and we're taking it in for examination. Isn't that true, Ambassador?
No, they're trying to steal my property after they physically restrained me with the Force.
This droid didn't just try to assassinate you?
You hacked my droid to bits. When I tried to take the remaining wreckage back to my ship, you pulled me backwards.
Did this droid not just try to assassinate you?
No.
Now you get to roll against the guards.
I think he's got this.
Maybe, I don't know.
Masturbate better.
Slower.
Now faster.
Maintain eye contact.
I think you'd better leave whatever that is and come with us.
No, very well, if you're going to take that into custody, because it's dangerous.
He kicks it a little bit. Is it?
That's why we were going to have it examined, because it tried to kill this man. Did you see that giant party I just had over there with the Empire and myself and everyone else and that whole commotion?
I did notice that.
Oh, right. Well, if you'll notice then, the entire thing went a little sideways when this droid tried to do something to him. And now he is trying to escape because he won't answer questions about what just happened between us and the Empire at a very sensitive meeting. And there's quite a lot going on. So if I get any opportunity to contact Derek Santo of the Circle of Life, I believe we can try to resolve this peaceably. And I will charm them.
Okay.
That's
purple and a red.
Purple and a red. Okay. Three yellow.
I think this is the fucking everyone's side, so.
Yeah.
That is not bad. There. Okay. Success and an advantage.
Come on, we sometimes use move.
Sure, it's still team penetration.
Only when fisting.
Thank goodness for small carny hands.
Smell like that.
At that point, it doesn't matter.
All right, I think we better call for some backup, get you all in, sort this mess out.
And can I just go home?
Yeah, you're fine.
In addition, just so you know, there is a potential dangerous incident taking place at her house between representatives of my group and representatives of the Empire.
Oh, I think I can handle it. Don't worry about it.
It should be handled by the proper authorities. I'll make another charm check to try to make sure that she is not the lead.
We're walking towards
her house. Yeah, I'm gonna head home. Like, I can take care of it.
If you're away from me at this point,
that's fine.
But you guys are in custody too. So
go ahead and make your check. You get a black die because you are basically saying that you know better than a native.
Remove one black die per rank of kill with kindness.
Okay.
All charm leadership checks. So one purple and one red.
Okay.
Yeah. I finally had a talent that I can use.
Yay! Yay! There. Sucks. Wait, now it's... Yeah. That is a total fail.
You should roll his dice instead, then.
ended up getting the last roll, but that one didn't.
They succeeded, and he's like, oh, man.
All right, well. I did my best.
No, this is good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's not.
It's fantastic.
Oh, yes, I We'll see if they let you go without a fight.
Oh, they're letting me go. I'm fine. I'm a native.
Yeah. You said you're following?
Yeah, I'm walking with her, yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going?
With her.
No, you're not. You just attacked this man.
The force told me
to. I love how you're using one of my
steams. No, I whisper that in character.
Unless I've just been bullshitting you all.
I don't know.
I'm actually working for the Empire.
Yeah.
The double agent all along.
Yes.
I just sit there and keep smoking my thing, and I'm looking at the ambassador. Does he say or do anything?
No.
Just stands there awkwardly?
Yeah, he's basically being taken into custody.
Damn it.
I'm going home with my cat. Because fuck you guys.
Well, this backfired.
Well, for you.
Yeah, I'm just standing there. I stopped, like they said.
Yeah. He adjusts some setting on his blaster and fires a few shots into the air.
And it sounds like that.
Yeah, just like that.
Taking my hands out, I'm not doing nothing.
He doesn't seem angry when he's doing it. He's like, it's probably some sort of signal for more people to come.
Fine. By all means. You'll find the rest of our group at Fruit House X or whatever, and the whole thing can be resolved.
The pornographic Fruit House?
Yes.
Only on Friday nights.
Okay. You're 14.
That might be the age of consent here.
Oh.
I'm going to draw the line right there.
This isn't that kind
gone.
Of
line. Anyway, it's Space Alabama.
Gone too far.
Nothing spells living like marrying your cousin.
And hey, maybe it's only for other 14-year-olds.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy to get the authorities involved. It'll stop them getting killed.
It was like four stormtroopers.
It's not as getting killed. It's ruining the mission.
Well, ruining the mission or getting killed by the locals for breaking the rules.
Ruining the mission.
Yeah. No, it's actually good that she's there, because then they can break into a local's house.
The door's open.
I'm defending my
anyway,
my home.
So who gets there first?
Yeah, who gets where first?
Her house.
I assume it would be me and my cat.
Okay. Yeah. Well, because he was... They were waiting for someone too, right? The Imperials?
You didn't have their conversation.
That's true.
Maybe they just said sit there and twiddle your thumbs.
So, suddenly the stormtrooper sergeant kind of gestures quietly to his men to stand outside.
Okay.
And he follows them.
Okay.
They take up a position outside waiting for something.
Okay.
You close the door.
Are there open windows in this place?
Yeah, there's probably a window.
No, I mean, are they open windows? Are they glass? Are they sealed?
Or... Are they holes in a wall? Or
they're holes in the wall.
Okay, yeah, I will, I'll go close the door, and then I'll go see what they're setting up out there.
They are waiting toward near the top of the stairs, up to this level of, apartments.
Okay.
Is there a back door?
No, you could probably easily make one with a vibro sword.
Sure. What do you think, boss?
What's your status? We gotta move.
If you can hold out for a little while, the local authorities should come soon, and there will be less of a reason to have a firefight. Between either side of the equation.
Get ready to grab that thing and move.
Noted.
Such pussies.
Otherwise, our compatriots are trying to abandon me here with the local authorities. But...
I think we're going to have some smoke bombs launched into this place, so we're going to have to relocate.
Well, if you can do it without harming any of the enemy.
Yep. No promises. We're running out of ideas. I'm still watching as I'm talking to him.
And I'm looking at the guys in the cars like, you can prevent this from going sideways if you would just...
They don't care. You're not a native.
Yeah. Their backup has arrived, and they've started transporting you, marching you somewhere. They've scooped up Gracie's pieces. All right.
They're going to turn
it's
you into crap
really
monsters.
Her body and one her leg now.
Mm-hmm.
Really carry. Fine. Yeah, that's how it happens.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm a native.
Yeah. So, Amaya, you are getting close to your house.
Mm-hmm.
With your cat.
Mm-hmm. So do I see stormtroopers?
Yeah, you approach the stairs, you can see one of the black-armored stormtroopers who you saw in the woods riding a lizard, and then three of his cronies. Seem to just be waiting at the top of the stairs.
Hello?
Hi.
What are you doing here?
We're waiting to talk to you.
Why?
There's some bad people in your house.
Are there?
Yeah. We think we'd better escort you, you know, for safety.
Escort me where?
Well, we'll just take you back to your house, make sure they're not going to cause any trouble for you.
I think I can handle myself.
I really rather insist.
Why's that?
I'd hate to see anything happen to you.
I can handle myself.
So you said. I mm-hmm. guess we'll find out.
Will we?
I cut a hole in the back of the building.
My treehouse! Stealth roll! I don't know if you can stealth cutting a hole in a tree. But...
You in there, Rebel? Which young life is worth more?
If you're going to kill a native in broad daylight, why don't you get to it? I'd love to see how your boss reacts to that. Hey, Amaya, do you think this guy could take you in a fight?
I don't know. Very least we'd both be battered.
Set the stone.
We exit.
No, you are exiting.
Okay, that's fine.
I am going to shoot some motherfuckers.
That's fine.
Cause shooting motherfuckers?
Seems a little unfair, but that's fine.
I outrank you. Sorry, man. Pulling rank.
Or you just drop the egg out the hole in the back.
For crack! It's leathery, it'll be fine.
You are the egg bearer.
I bay bitch out the back door that I just made.
Okay.
I tell you to give it a 314, in whatever code we've come up with,
sure.
Indicating like find a safe place to put that. If you're comfortable with where it's going, come on back so you can help me kill people.
Okay,
and help me. You're gonna kill some bitches.
They've got to do something stupid first, but that's the plan.
Yeah, they raise up their stun blasters. One of them pointed at, I guess they can't see the fucking cat.
Nope,
they can't see my cat.
So, no, yeah. The three regular stormtroopers are just pointing their stun blasters at Amaya.
Sounds like initiative time.
I will get my rifle.
Time to initiate.
Yeah.
You mean your fruit tube?
It's
your sap.
I believe this is a cool check since we know this is coming.
Yeah, so it's just a, you know, showdown style.
Not terrible.
Could have been better. I think we got the same, didn't we? Oh, no.
No, you got a success.
I did better.
3 minutes.
I'm just better at this.
Minion groups act as one, right?
They certainly
do.
Yeah. They make a single cool trip together.
Just,
and act
just
on the
warning
same
you, I might die.
They've got their weapons set on stuff. Yeah, you might get knocked out.
But not before your cat tears him a new one.
Yeah, then you're just running your cat. I think you'll be fine.
Well, I think my person needs to be conscious in order to...
Does she? You should find that rule, because that might become really important in a minute.
So I believe you have to direct it to take specific actions, but it can do things that are natural to it on.
Okay, so attacking, like, its pack member would probably be...
Defend me.
Or defending, attacking.
3 advantage is what I got.
Okay.
2 advantage, 1 success. I said success very
you
weird.
You did right. Success. Yes. Yeah, that was like Midwest preacher. Do we want Bill acting on initiative so we can figure out how far he's getting away and what he's doing?
No, I have plans for him.
Okay.
Ooh. Penetration plans.
If I'm lucky, I mean.
Well, it depends on what's getting penetrated.
I'm gonna run into the big guy.
God, I hope so. Mm-hmm. I hope you run into him again and again and again.
With a viper sword?
Yeah.
Kidding. Oh, that's right. You like me.
In fact, Bill, why don't you roll initiative?
I would love to roll initiative. Should I roll vigilance or cool? Vigilance. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Turns out they're the same number. I have rolled a success.
Tiny nose cat. Oh, you scared away my kitty companion.
No, I insulted her.
I saw it though. I think you're kitty companion.
No, it was when he opened the door. She.
Yeah. She said she had a small nose. And she said.
Is that insulting to a cat? Do they want to hear how massive and throbbing their cat noses are?
Mm-hmm. Only when engorged.
Oh, I get it. It's like you guys are talking about the ex.
Actually, labia this time.
Yeah, we're talking
some
about
weird ass nostrils, dude.
A little pink thing on the pussy.
The nose.
No, it's
what
not
I'm talking about.
It's not okay when you do it. It's not okay when you do it.
Oh.
You're like my grandpa.
I told my boss I got my ears lower the other day. He says, what the fuck would you do that for?
Nobody here gets that, but that's fine.
No, I know what you're talking about.
I know he does, because he's at least somewhat older than us.
Okay.
Moving on.
Who's the first PC going to ask?
Oh, man, we got the drop on him. How'd that work? Do you want to go first, since you're surrounded by these guys?
Mm-hmm.
Or cat can go.
Well, I can go and
you can
make
do both.
Cat.
That's true.
That seems like a fantastic
Actually,
action economy.
You have more legal prerogative to do anything
yeah.
first than anybody else. Yeah.
All right. I'm just wondering if I should do some illusions.
Ooh. Like there's 20 rebel soldiers out front. That's
I can't
here.
Do that.
No.
Illusions, Michael.
I don't know.
What can you do?
Yeah, what can you do?
Let's see. Force user creates illusion to fool those around it. I can... spend a light side, dark side to make a target at and up to short range.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming they're at short range for me.
Yes.
Okay. Unable to perceive chosen person or object of silhouette 1 or smaller.
Are you a silhouette 1?
Yeah, you are silhouette 1.
Or smaller.
No, are you a silhouette 1?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. But they can't see me right now anyway, because they're all pointed at her.
Oh, that's right.
To disappear.
Yeah, sure, I'm just going to disappear.
But you need a success per person you're trying to affect.
So you need at least one white side, yes.
I could do dark side.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Your fear. Your fear gives it
burns away.
Or my anger.
Does that count as an action or a maneuver or something?
It's yeah, a dice an action.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll dark side it.
Holy cats.
What?
What's the pump thing you have there? The strength or...
Spend 2 to increase the silhouette of the object obscured by...
No.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, if you're dark siding it, you need to give me one of those destiny points.
Yep. I'm invisible.
To 3 of them.
Yeah.
Hmm? So let's go with the...
The droid one would still be able to see her anyway. Dark Trooper.
There is
oh,
no
wait,
droids.
Keep assuming they're droids.
Yeah. No, like, well, yeah, you're right. The Dark Trooper.
Yeah, you should do everyone but the sergeant.
Everyone but the sergeant?
Yeah, the ones who are actually pointing weapons at you.
Mm. Okay, yeah. And then Kitty Kitty Scratch Claw or Bite Bite.
You
whatever it is.
Shoot her! But where'd she go? So she's right in front of me!
Who is your cat attacking?
Which one should my cat attack?
Probably one of the assholes attacking you. I mean, if it's going to act naturally.
Or the sergeant, because he's distracted.
I can tell him.
To direct it.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Chopper, sick balls!
How about the one person that can see me?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Does the cat become visible when you hit one of the attacks?
Yes.
Oh. So they can see the cat, but they can't see her.
Well, they can see the attack.
She disappears, and then out of nowhere...
They're looking at their sergeant orders,
he's just gone.
Like a swarm of teeth and claws, it's just these three troopers who are about to die in a hail of gunfire. Yes. So...
It's just like that crab incident in the woods.
Oh, do I just roll my brawl?
No, it's two purple.
Two purple, okay. I don't know how to play this game.
That's fine, either way.
So.
That looks
cool. I think you still succeed.
No,
I have an advantage, I think.
You have many advantages.
You have enough advantage
to buy a success.
But she's got two, so she's got two failure.
Yeah.
One success cancels out a failure, so she's still got one failure.
Yeah.
So no, you just have a ton of advantage.
Yeah.
You should use that advantage to assess a black die to the sergeant. Because there's a cat attacking him.
Yeah,
it's making
black
his
guy.
Life real, real bad.
Yeah.
How many of those can she do? I'm going to steal the broken down. She... can she spend... So it says two advantage can add a black die to the target character's next check. Can she do that twice with her four advantage?
Well, if she has four advantage, unless she could buy one success.
She has too many failures for that to work.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, she can.
Two black die.
Okay.
Because fuck that guy.
Then Brandon appears and says, take those two black guys.
Oh,
I've got to wait for him to get involved with him before I do that.
Mm. Whoa. That's
giggity.
I'm
fucking the party enough to that he doesn't want to, you know.
No, she's...
Yeah.
Good she's got this. Yeah. Somebody has to.
Yeah, so she's got this.
All right. There are always two.
Always two there are, a master and an apprentice.
I don't know, maybe I'll surpass the master.
That's if you're going to strike him down, I'm in.
Yes. Okay. Who's the next PC going to act?
Are we all on the same thing?
You're all on the same initiative, yes.
Do you want to do something?
I guess I
mean, because if you're not, I'm gonna shoot some stormtroopers.
Like, we don't have a base of operations here. Like, this house was our base of operations.
Pretty much.
Yep.
How far away was the place where we met her circle?
Well, you didn't meet them, I don't think.
No.
We didn't go.
Yeah. Oh. Fuck. Oh, we did.
Yeah.
No, it was just
we were listening over the comms.
Yeah, it was just me and her.
Okay.
You could shuttle away.
Yeah, you know where to hit the jungle, where the spaceport is.
I look for a riding lizard so I can run back to the spaceport.
Okay. So, when you climb out this hole you made in the back of the house, you're basically shunted out into a dead-end alley of compost and garbage.
Sure.
And there's one way to run out.
Yep.
As you turn and start running down this long corridor,
yep.
You can see a beast of a
sure.
man in big black armor
sure.
pull his vibro axe from his back.
Sure.
You have my axe.
He does have your axe. What are you going to do about that?
Are we going to do this?
Are you going to disobey a direct order and make me cut this thing in half?
I don't care.
Then I guess we're going to do this.
Yeah!
Put the egg down.
Egg irrelevant. Must kill with both hands. This man is here to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and he is all out of bubblegum.
It is still your turn.
Can I charge him?
Yeah, you would have to use a second maneuver.
That's fine. I set the egg down. I spend two strain, and here we go.
Here we go.
I will frenzy and upgrade. Because I don't think vibro axes do strain damage.
That's probably so.
I feel like you have got this situation surrounded, sir.
Now, last I checked, anyway. Yep, I think that's all my bullshit.
Okay. He has a lot of bullshit up his own.
Yeah, tell me about his bullshit.
He upgrades the difficulty of all combat checks against him twice.
Okay.
And he has a melee defense of 2. So, 2 black dice.
Alright.
Yeah, big talent.
I feel really good about this pool.
I'm excited.
Too bad Brandon's not there.
Yeah, bring it.
No, that was good.
Okay.
I'm just going to enjoy it. It's like, shoot the girl. What girl? Where'd she go?
Those go away. Those go away, leaving me a single success.
Okay.
I would like to do 10 damage to him, piercing 2.
Okay.
Ow. Well, that just means his axe probably does similar things.
Probably, and more base damage.
Mm. 1 more base damage.
Tell me you've got some defensive nonsense.
I have some armor.
Okay.
Also, doesn't he have, 7.
Ah, very good. There it is. That's some defensive nonsense. Found it.
I remember that part where it said soak of 7. I was like, okay.
Yeah, you bring that sword down and put a solid cleave into the shoulder piece of his armor.
Yeah.
It starts to leak some sort of dark red liquid.
Yeah.
Some sort of dark red liquid.
I'm going to guess oil.
Perhaps blood.
It doesn't. It looks thicker than blood.
Sure.
So if it's blood, it's some fucked up shit. He's got running.
Well, it's dyed red corn syrup.
What is it? Because I used to wear this armor.
That's true.
Hydraulic oil.
You think he is like Lance Armstrong style blood doping with some sort of treated blood?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Sure.
Lance Armstrong was blood doping.
So I have wounded him in a real way.
Yes, you hurt him. He doesn't seem fazed by this.
That's fine.
He's into it.
Yeah. Best day of his life.
He's jacked up on psycho.
Spring!
It never ends.
Is an NPC acting now?
It is.
Okay.
And then,
you're an inferior model. And you will be wiped away.
I saw a soldier with Kurt Russell.
I have a point of melee defense.
Okay.
What's his pool? Come at me.
What? Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
Hand that back to us.
You have to do that.
That's great. Delicious.
Next turn, I'm going to spend one of those so I can roll 5 more.
Yeah, that sounds
good. There you go.
Please, I can only get so erect.
Well, it's nothing on one of those.
Yeah. He's done some damage to you.
Yeah, that's 2 successes and a threat.
Strength. Give him a strength.
Yeah.
Okay.
Since, unless he's a nemesis, he's going to take that as a wound.
Yeah. He is a nemesis.
Oh, yeah, then he gets a black. Can I give him a black die?
Let's see. 1 threat. The active character suffers 1 strain. The active character loses benefits of a prior maneuver, such as from taking cover or assuming a guarded stance.
I forgot that was a thing.
Yeah, that's all you can do with 1 threat. No. Since he's a nemesis, he can't.
Yep, so. That's fine.
Inferior model. He doesn't need to aim.
That's right.
So it takes the strain.
What you got?
What I got is 9 damage.
2 damage.
Pierce 2.
Okay.
I feel good about this.
I feel good about this.
You guys are going to race each other at the bottom.
Yeah.
I'm invisible to something.
Just standing in there all the way. No finesse. Just swinging for the fence.
Both of you just cackling madly like you're doing.
This is my day!
Are you Rowdy Roddy Piper or Keith David?
Definitely Rowdy Roddy.
Okay, Piper. All right.
So do you feel better that you were on egg duty?
Yeah.
Sarge.
Another final PC action?
Yeah.
So there's one guy being savaged by a cat and three guys looking around confused.
Well, they're turning around and looking at their boss that a cat just lunged at.
Sure.
After the girl disappeared.
Well, he can see me.
Yeah, I can see you just fine. Remind me, so it's been a while since we've played, and I forget minion rules. If I do enough damage to kill a minion, can I keep doing more damage to the next minion, or is that it?
It rolls over.
It keeps rolling over. Yeah. Okay. I am, in fact, going to set my weapon to stun as I take cover behind this window.
And aim.
And then I'm going to spend a maneuver to aim.
These fangs aren't set to stun.
They don't have to be. You're local.
And then I'm going to shout, by the force, they're attacking the natives! just gonna lay into these stormtroopers.
By the force!
So am I close range to them, because I'm just on the other side of the window, and they're on the other side of the door? Or am I medium
range?
They
moved down to, like, the stairs going up to this level, so you're medium range.
I'm a medium range, alright. I'm happy with that. That gives me two dice against them.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable with this?
And you're just attacking the stormtroopers?
The stormtroopers, the minions, yep.
I am comfortable with that.
Okay.
They have something I'm aware of. Nope.
Yeah, laminate armor doesn't generally give them defense, so.
It actually gives you blue dice.
Yeah, right. Well, interesting.
Holy shit.
So I've got one spare advantage, which I will use to give a blue die to you.
Woot.
And that looks like a non-canceled triumph success. That triumph will be a crit, which will just
automatically kill one minion.
Well, stun, because it's all set to stun.
Yes.
And then 10 damage to the next minion.
Which is just enough to take him down.
Fantastic. Boom.
Nice.
Shot. Pew, pew.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pew.
It's like that Lee Harvey Oswald.
that one ring of stun hit the one guy and the other half hit the next guy.
That's right.
I just pew, pew.
Yep.
Yeah, the laminate armor just
drop.
I just squeeze that trigger. Give it a kiss. Well, I'm pleased. That's all I need to do on my turn.
Ta-da!
I have a question. Would my cat be able to use the blue die? If it's...
Yeah.
It's sure.
Yeah.
Action,
Right. Their sergeant looks furious. It is flame projector time.
On the cat.
We don't have time for this shit. Grab the girl. What girl?
Sir, what girl?
Is the cat a girl?
Catwoman?
Oh, true story, I fucked up the big dude's roll last time. I gave him Massage's dice pool.
Oh, what was his dice pool?
I was thinking that was a little low.
One higher. One more green, one more yellow. Yeah. Yep. There we go.
It's fine.
Big error in your favor.
Exactly.
That's his overconfidence coming.
Yes, there you go.
He's like,
pool. Now he knows better, so he's going to do it even
harder. He's like, oh shit, this guy's actually...
He was attacking you left-handed.
Yeah.
What do you know?
But I was attacking him left-handed.
Yeah.
He was a Ninga Montoya.
Like,
Anigo Montoya with you?
Literally.
Good one.
I'm the best.
Very good.
Sergeant Flash is going to take a few steps back so he is not engaged with this cat that's attacking him anymore. But he is still flustered. He doesn't have the maneuver to aim. I'm going to spend one of those death good points.
I love it.
To upgrade. Anyone have an objection?
You want to spend one to save your cat? Or do you go berserk when your cat does?
Let's see what my cat... So value 4.
How many wounds does it have?
It has 12.
You could change that blue die to a black die on him if you want.
No, I gave her a blue die. I'm sticking with my choice.
Yeah, why don't I?
Roll that beautiful fuckload. That fuck orb failed us. Oh, I got real, real bad news.
Oh!
That's a lot of...
threat for him.
Threat.
The active character grants the enemy a significant advantage in the ongoing encounter, such as accidentally blasting controls on a bridge he was playing on.
Yeah, I got a good one.
What?
He lights the building on fire! Because it's made out of trees and plants!
Are you cool with that?
Sure.
Ah, yeah!
He just got hosing the entire fucking area down in flames. There are houses, walkways catching fire.
If your cat dies, it was for a good PR cause. Speaking of which.
Yeah, this is real. Bad.
He's going to use his triumph to activate his burn quality.
Yeah.
So we're talking 5 extra damage on top of base damage.
Yeah.
So that is 13 damage before soak.
Okay, so that is what?
9.
And your cat is on fire.
How long does that last?
3 rounds unless she does something to stop it.
How much damage does it do per round?
5. 8.
My cat's dead.
Your cat just needs to act this round to get the fire
stop,
out.
Stop, drop, roll.
Yeah. Hope there's a pond nearby.
Cat pees on itself.
No, I just pee on my cat. What are you talking about? We're pee buddies.
Look, there's no time for this kind of fun. We need to get your cat done.
We're not German.
To save your cat.
It's dinner time.
It's the circle of life.
Oh, children!
I would like my cat medium well.
I could have gone my entire life without thinking about that video again.
Ding.
That was also a Star Wars game.
Get your pussy here.
That was. Was that the birth of the articulated and mouthed Wookiee Schlong?
Maybe?
I think that was, yeah.
Oh.
Seems correct.
So the question I need to answer for myself is how many years ago that was? How many years I've been putting up with this bullshit?
don't look at him. You don't want to look.
He's going to look it up. Enter tubes will tell him.
12? I'm guessing?
12 years.
No, 2012.
Oh. That was like 12 years. Holy shit. 12 years a gamer.
Escape from Moshuta.
Yes.
January 2nd, 2013.
Not too bad for you guys.
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Callbacks. Last remaining stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Is going to aim over the burning cat. At the sniper who just took out his two friends.
One black die for my, whatever.
Cover.
Yeah, that thing.
Oh, you need to get on that mouse. It's on fire.
I know.
Yeah, anything else?
I put a door at the back.
Oh, heavens no. That's all.
Well, you know, the things are inflamed and smoky, so you might have more trouble aiming them. Legit.
This is a lone minion. This is my not afraid face.
Crits for days.
Oh no, did you see what I rolled last time?
Turns out I'm not worried.
Yeah. He is actually a stormtrooper.
Yep.
Yeah. His shot goes wide.
It hits a Jawa.
Makes his instructor's prep.
Oudini!
Why is there a Jawa here?
Why was there a Jawa?
That's how wide the shot was. All the way to Tatooine!
Oudini!
Top of the round. First PC action.
Ooh, me.
Please, what? Sir. Yeah, please.
Out in the alley.
I spend a strain to upgrade. I spend a destiny point to upgrade. Ooh. Can I borrow a yellow dice?
Please, sir.
Thanks. I'm going to aim.
Okay.
I think that's all my stuff. Yeah, it seems like it. So, 2 reds and 2 blacks is his defense, I think we discussed.
Yes.
Okay. Well, no triumph.
Yeah, but.
But. One, two, three, four, and three advantage. Four advantage. Three advantage.
Three advantage. You can basically do a triumph.
Oh, no, hold
probably
on.
Probably a crit. On that
yeah. So we're going to start with...
What am I looking at?
13 damage, pierce 2.
What did you do?
Is that his penis?
I should have been dinner time gift. Why did you do this to me?
And then I'm going to crit.
Good God.
Can I borrow the crit dice? Turn you back my yellow.
Yeah, certainly. There you are, sir.
Your three advantage can be the same as a triumph, by the way.
I have one advantage left.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Because I'm critting.
Okay.
How you like 48?
How you like me now?
48. Competent hit. One component of the
vicious or anything? Oh.
That was vicious too. Yeah, I already had it.
Okay, and that's the vehicle crit.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you're right.
He has an oil leak. Components.
There you go. 48 right here.
Oh, children.
Henrier. The target increases the difficulty of all intellect.
And cunning checks. Yeah, great. You hit him in the helmet.
Yeah, until the end of the game. Okay.
Yeah. You hit him in the helmet, and you can hear this audio alert, like an ear-piercing alarm, just screeching continuously out of his head.
Sure. I will spend my last advantage to get a strain back. When I hear the alarm, I just kind of smile at him and be like, I think when that goes off, you're supposed to disengage combat. That's what the training said when I went through.
What?
And as an incidental, I get my calm real quick. Uh-huh. Sarge, I've encountered the big bastard. I'm about to kill him.
Godspeed.
It's two purple against you, right?
And a black.
And a black.
Did this guy change initiative order? I feel like we got some more PC action.
PC action. Sorry.
I think there were two.
No, it's two PC action.
Two PC, NPC. Yeah. You're right.
So who's going next?
You can go if you want.
You want me to do this?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Do we...
I need to put my cat out.
Put the cat out!
Just a sec. Not that there's any chance of me disengaging and running away, but, like, if I was playing a different game, would he have a status at this point that you could share with me? Like, is he bad? Is he fine?
Bloodied, is that what you're looking for?
Yes, he is definitely reeling from that last wound. You start to hear, like, the strumming and thrumming, and in fact, some liquid squirts out of the wound you put in before.
Sure.
Like, it has started. You're familiar with, like, this is the critical mode. It's
right.
Time to dope him up
right.
into a death ball.
Sure. Yeah, I love it.
Sorry, kill shot.
I shout out, run for your lives, the Empire's burning the whole neighborhood. And I switch over to kill, and I shoot this fucking sergeant.
Okay.
I'm aiming, because I'm already behind cover.
Yep.
And it's really hard to miss this guy, because all the fire is coming from him. Does he have any nonsense I need to be aware of?
Does he have... Yes. Upgrade the difficulty once. And, in fact, upgrade it again.
Sure.
Because Dorian Flash just live another day. Nova Squadron's not doing so great, but...
I want a green die. I feel fancy.
Oh.
So
fancy!
Oh, Sergeant Dorian!
Oh my!
Oh, shit.
Nick, I put it
Did
in your NPC.
Did you just
NPC.
Get invited to the cotillion? What the fuck is happening?
I gave him a corsage.
I put it inside of him. Real hard.
The corsage?
So what can I do with a triumph that isn't a crit? Because true story, I already have one of those.
Activate any weapon quality?
My only weapon quality on my blaster carbine is stun setting, which I don't want.
Make the tank explode.
I believe you can make the crit 10 higher.
Who are we killing?
Or you can do any other
decide what to do.
Effect.
No, hit his...
Make a story difference.
Yeah, you can do something dramatic, right?
Sure. Ooh. With that, no, I got this. With that flamethrower of his, I'm gonna go to my old standby. With that flamethrower of his, I imagine he's gotta do some heat management with it. So there's probably a coolant tank somewhere on him, right?
Yeah.
In this hail of blaster shots, I nick his coolant tank and it puts the cat out.
I love it.
Call me King Madoka. Alright, so I'm going to crit him. That's 9, 10, 11 damage that he's getting hit with, which he can soak to his heart's content.
Okay, crit chart is out.
And this guy has not been crit yet, right?
Nope. Survey says...
88.
88. Compromised. Increased difficulty of all skill checks by 1 until the end of the encounter.
Oof.
Yep.
Sucks for him.
Boom!
Yep. Good trip.
Daddy love.
Yeah. And you clip his coolant tank and the cat is sprayed down in white powder. And it is now white and miserable and singed.
But not burning.
Yes.
It's a cranky kitty now.
And then?
You know how I told you I could only get so erect?
You were wrong.
I was wrong. Jesus. I have never been more wrong.
Is that why the tables aren't even?
Yes.
yes. Your dance partner, Tor.
Sure.
Roaring rage!
Flips his fucking shit.
Oh.
Butts out with the force.
Whoa.
Oh, well, this went to a weird place.
Yeah, that seems prudent.
Damn, that right back to him.
Prudent at this juncture. Yeah, okay.
Just relax. By the way, instead of aiming for your next action, when you are in melee, it doesn't add...
You can cut tendons and stuff.
Or you can add black die for fighting defense.
Yeah, that was mechanically already enforced by the damage.
Did you get my black die for my armor?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Do you want to do that next time? I mean, if there's a next time. I bet that dark side point's real, real good for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a light trooper, so...
He probably just gets to turn those into successes or something.
Sure, but that's still 2 extra successes on... Whatever.
That's 6 successes without... on top of the base, whatever the base is.
He's not going to kill me.
No, he's not.
Yeah, like...
Probably. Oh, yeah, you mitigated all of his extra there with your soak. But... 6. Plus 1.
So he's got a little bit more pep in his step.
Sure.
As he brings this thing down on you.
Sure.
For 13 damage.
Okay.
Pierce 2.
Okay.
He's so erect.
Unfortunately, his threat prevented him from using all of his awesome crit powers.
Well.
Unfortunate.
Unfortunately for
him. 13 minus 5.
He was
8.
Just hoping to kill Bill. Revenge, right?
Kill Bill. It's the bride. That's the secret.
Okay.
The bride was a man?
The bride was in the suit.
Fall down!
No.
Okay, last PC action. Amaya.
Alright.
Now that you don't have to put up the cat.
I am pissed that he set my cat on fire. Yeah. I am going to shoot the fuck out of this guy.
Sounds legit.
So I get my
rifle. Can I use a stim pack as a maneuver?
I think so.
Just so you know, this is not on stun.
Okay.
No.
How bad was he hit by Evan's shot?
The sergeant?
Yeah. Probably not terribly bad.
Yeah, it wasn't a big heavy hit. It was the crit on
me. Right. So is it 2 purple that I'm against? Or?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is this it?
Actually, no, it's 1 purple because she's at close range.
But yes. You've got a rifle?
Oh, but upgrade it to...
Is it a rifle or is it a carbine?
Doesn't matter. It's not engaged.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's actually red because he upgrades the difficulty of checks against it.
Right.
So this is it?
Yep.
Yes.
And I got my blue die from Evan.
Oh, yeah.
Not that it helped, but yeah. It was 2 successes, 2 advantage.
Seems good.
That's
okay. Good.
And that's 9 damage?
Maneuver. So 9 is your base damage, and then add 1 for each success that you have.
So 11. 10-11.
And
the
then
crit is 3, so I don't have
can activate
advantage.
A crit, but with 2
you can add a black die to his next check the target, or you can add a blue die to an ally character's next check.
You want a blue die?
Yeah, I want a blue die.
Alright.
Yeah. Or perform an immediate free maneuver, but I don't know what you're doing.
Well, my maneuver, I'm going to have Katsu attack him too.
Okay. So if you Katsu attack him twice if she took the
no
out.
So yeah, this then, right?
It's a purple and a red for him because that's an engaged melee attack.
Yes.
Okay.
So add a purple and. Okay, do red.
Yeah, spend those destiny points.
Yeah.
You just hate my cat.
Singed cat.
Alright, so that's canceled. Seems fine. So it's 1 success then? If
yep.
I. And he has ensnare too.
Tell me about ensnare too.
I have no idea. So I guess that would be 7 damage then, since the
yeah.
success and he has 7 or 6 damage.
Yep.
Maybe you don't have to spend.
It is an active thing, so you will need to spend for it. Barring anything else, you will need to spend 2 advantage.
Okay,
to
so never mind.
Ensnare. Okay.
Yeah.
So, 7 damage.
So, he gets pounced and clawed up.
I'm assuming this is happening at the same time
yeah.
I'm shooting.
Yeah, pretty much you guys 1-2 hit him, and he is reeling, looking very bad, like there are bits being ripped off of his armor. He's still got coolant dripping out the back of his tank. You can hear him get on the comm. Commander Vox, what's your status? And all you can hear out of his helmet earpiece, you can hear a wailing alarm and someone go, requesting immediate evac. Commander Vox, do you read me?
True story, one of us is dying next turn, by the way. It's unclear to me who that is.
Nah, you need to seal this fucking deal. You know how I said you could go defensive next turn?
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just.
Yeah. No, I was already
kiss
on
of
that.
Death.
To the hilt.
Okay. Sergeant Flash surveys his surroundings of apartments that are now catching fire. He is trickling blood out of his arms and torso. Looks down at the jump to the lower levels and decides it's probably his best bet.
Please jump to his death.
Yeah, he turns and makes a running leap.
Is there still a stormtrooper up? There's still
there
a stormtrooper
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Fan-fucking-tastic. Okay.
Oh, that stormtrooper can see me now.
I know.
Oh, the other two were just stopped.
Uh-huh.
Delicious.
You need to blow torch and pliers out later.
I'm gonna go medieval on their asses.
Right. Upgrade the difficulty of all his checks by 1.
Yay!
Yep. What's he trying to do?
He's trying to jump down the 2 stories from this level of the apartment.
Oh, heavens. I think the universe hates him as much as it hates us.
You mean hates my cat?
Also your cat. Yeah.
All right.
This is what I think about your NPCs.
That were once PCs?
That were once PCs.
Oh. Oh, shucks.
It does fantastically.
Lame.
1 threat. He suffers a strain. Loses benefits of a prior maneuver.
Strain?
Yeah.
If
only my cat had him ensnared.
Ensnare makes him immobile for
yes.
3 rounds.
Yeah.
Unless he spends his action to do an athletics check to get out of it.
He leaps down and lands hard, and you can see him basically dragging his broken body away. The last stormtrooper has been abandoned by everyone.
He's by himself. I'm a rebel now. he'd surrender, right?
Would he? It's surrender or run away.
Yeah, really. I mean, he's not surrounded or anything.
Yeah, he's just going to try to run downstairs.
Sure.
First PC action.
Ooh, me, me, me.
Go ahead.
Oh, you still have the Hulk.
I'm going to spend a strain to upgrade. I'm going to spend a destiny point to upgrade. I'd like to borrow that yellow dice back.
Yeah, please.
I'm going to by all means take my maneuver to aim. And here we go. How many hit points you got?
8. But he's going to get soaked.
How good is it soak?
6.
Oh, God. All right.
All right. Here.
This is looking real bad for Vox.
So that is 1, 2, 3, 4 threat. 1, 2, 3 advantage.
So
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 9 is 15 damage pierce 2.
Oh, shit. Okay, so that's 11 damage.
With yeah. The pierce 2, that would kill him. Or, no, it drops him to 0. He had 10.
More than. It's after, because it reduces the soak value to 4.
Right.
So then 15 minus 4 is 11. Right. So he's taking straight 11.
Yeah.
You said he had 8 hit points left?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's dead.
I have a threat, though.
You better
yeah, you take really fuck up your shoulder.
You overextend on that when you get a Charlie horse in your Achilles.
You slice right through him and you nick your own foot.
Yeah, you slice through it. You just crack through the armor.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
Bits of it go flying off, exposing patches of flesh that looks like it's a necrotizer. You can see like the black veins flowing through his body.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck he's being injected with.
Yeah.
Horse.
You cleave straight through where you hit the shoulder before, all the way through the sternum.
Yeah.
Oh.
And his upper half just slides off the diagonal.
I grab on the comm. Sergeant, I've ruined my armor.
Call the quartermaster.
As soon as we put this fire out, I'll come greet you. Next PC action.
Yeah. Next PC action.
How far away is the sergeant?
Down 2 stories.
Sure.
Yeah, it would be basically a double maneuver if you jumped down after.
A double maneuver and athletics check?
Yeah, or you could take a maneuver and get him at long range.
Mm. I've got a carbine. It only has medium range.
Mm. Okay.
Don't you wish you had my rifle right now?
Would the athletics check be my action, or would it be part of the maneuver?
It would be part of the maneuver.
Okay. Do you want to do a thing?
I could shoot at him from here. I have a rifle.
You should shoot at
him. Yeah. Or... So I've got a real, real good athletics pool, so I can actually get down there on top of him, too.
I can shoot him and you...
He should shoot. Why shouldn't you shoot?
Go for it.
Yeah.
He's so, not the one we need alive.
So is that a red die and a purple, or just a red?
He is now
two purple and a red because he's now long range.
Yeah.
So this.
Yes.
Yeah. I might not shoot him. Who knows?
That's true story. You do not shoot him.
No, I don't shoot him.
You
I
real don't shoot him.
Yeah.
But you do have 3 advantage.
Well, without a success, that is...
Am I giving away?
It's essentially... It equates to a...
a triumph.
Triumph.
Yeah, where you can do a cool thing.
Yeah, you can do a cool thing. So, negate the targeted enemy's defensive bonuses, ignore penalizing environmental effects. When dealing damage to a target, have the attack of your damage. Gain +1 melee or ranged defense. Force the target to drop the weapon it is moving.
Well, I think his weapon's kind of destroyed right now.
Yeah, it's ruined the coolant tank, but he can still burn shit.
It's just gotta run hot.
Yeah, it's just gotta also be his back. Oh, what should I do?
Well, let's see. You can negate the target enemy's defensive bonuses, or...
You've got...
Force the target to drop his weapon.
Advantage?
That's really the only thing to apply here.
Or give him a black die on his next action, yeah, and give your next allied character a blue die. You can mm-hmm. do both of those things, too.
Right.
That sounds like it's better to me.
All things being equal, probably.
He gets a black die, I get a blue die. All right. Fantastic.
And I'll have Katsu run down the stairs or whatever after.
Okay. Katsu goes running. Next action is him. He keeps running.
Sure. No, he's not going to take any actions. He's just going to double maneuver.
Yeah, seems like a strong play.
Sure.
when you're at one hit point and crit. And...
Yeah, I mean, that he's still at long range at that point, because it takes, three or four to go from long to extreme. Leave him
alive. There has to be somebody to blame for burning down the village.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm a native.
I've got two stormtroopers sleeping in a pile here.
The guy who actually did.
We're going to present his corpse. I wish you were here to give me some orders. Sorry, sir. Yeah. Did my best.
Hey, I'm a native, so whatever I says goes.
I will spend my two strain to give myself a double maneuver, and I will do that athletics check to hop down.
Go for it.
I will use my blue die for that athletics check, which I already have a blue die for. So what is the difficulty of this?
Would be, yeah, I guess you got to medium, so a purple and a red.
Okay.
And I will upgrade your difficulty because I hate you.
Sure. Personally. Yeah, absolutely.
Who doesn't?
I'm going to get two despairs.
Despairs, yeah. Yeah.
Fall on my gun. It's going to discharge into my jaw.
One leg for each despair.
Yeah.
Be a critter.
Those blue dice didn't help at all.
Story.
No, I did. Just fine. Yeah, those blue dice did literally nothing. So I'm going to end up with a threat, but a success. So I imagine I'll take that as a strain.
Take this,
yep. Sure. All right, so I land a little hard on one leg.
Sprain your ankle.
But then drop that into a crouch and just lay him down.
Yeah, landed a hard roll.
Yeah. Ow! Blam. Time to go to sleep. So he is medium range. So
big sleep.
Medium range is 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That is my dice pool. Unless you'd like to upgrade this too?
No.
Okay. Do I want to upgrade this?
Nah.
No.
Those green dice make me feel so fancy.
Oh, God.
Whatever makes you feel pretty.
Brandon and I might need those for something in the near future.
No.
Oh, are you guys playing too?
I know, right?
I thought it was just us.
Dude! Shut up, bro.
Good successes, yeah.
I have bad news for Sergeant Flash.
Good night, Greasy. Good night, Greasy. It's 11 damage and a crit. I'm adding 10 to this crit.
It matters, but okay.
So 45.
Did you add the 10 from his previous crit?
Yes.
Okay.
So 45 is bowled over. The target is knocked prone and suffers one.
Sure is.
How much damage?
11.
Oh, yeah.
He explodes.
You hit him right in the combustible pack. It sure knocks him over.
You set two more houses on fire.
This planet just burned.
It's just the whole planet.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's foresty. It's probably wet, so it'll take a bit more.
Yeah, it'll smell real bad as it goes up.
It'll be really smoky.
The circle of fire.
Are you guys going to try to chase down this last stormtrooper?
No, I'm not going to try and chase down that last stormtrooper. In fact, I'm going to turn around and start seeing if I can help put these buildings out.
Okay. With your gun.
No, he's just going to start peeing.
I jam myself in the neck with a stim pack and grab my egg and climb back up, I guess, or go around the front.
Okay. Well, you guys...
6 for the first one, right?
Yeah. Are,
5.
Coming down off the adrenaline of this fight, you start to see swarms of these flying, kind of reptile-like creatures gliding, more like manta rays, gliding around, making loud, shrieking noises. You think it's some sort of important alarm.
Sure, yeah.
What do I know?
Yeah, like there's a neighborhood on fire?
Yeah.
Is it just like a, fire... kind of alarm?
This is not a fire alarm. This is a, seek emergency shelter, we're under attack alarm.
Okay.
Turning on the air raid sirens, because, you know, the outsiders are shooting
up
this housing district.
So, under your desk, kiss your ass goodbye. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in the paddy wagon. Meanwhile, in the paddy wagon.
Oh, we're safe. We're good. It wasn't us.
Yeah. So, you have my eternal scowl at this point. Mm-hmm. Back in time a little bit. Go back you guys. In time. That's it. You, Anton, and the remains of Gracie are loaded into the paddy wagon and rolled up to...
Poor Gracie.
By paddy wagon, you mean like elephant, right?
Oh, yeah, it's like a land whale that they just put you in the belly of. Whatever gross shit these people do.
How fragrant. What an incredible smell we've discovered.
It's how we make perfume.
You're not here.
She goes back.
I know, right.
She was next to you the entire time.
It was all an illusion!
It was all an illusion! Me leaving.
Yeah, you're right. You shooting people.
In fact, this is actually a desert planet.
You guys roll up to what, from appearance and context clues, you're guessing is a very important civic building.
This isn't anything that... No, I wouldn't say that.
No, it's kind of similar to the Circle building in that it looks to be made out of a living ancient tree.
Sure, okay.
You are unloaded out front, and standing at the entrance, you recognize... the ambassador. Ambassador Phasma? What the fuck was your name?
Oh, Fema Mark.
Fema. There we go. Ambassador Fema Mark and a native standing beside her that you do not recognize, but he is.
I will assume it's Elder Thrasis.
Probably a safe bet.
Mm-hmm. Is he as adorned as the people I talk to at the Circle?
Yes.
Line? Okay.
He is ornate, certainly.
Then I will... Am I handcuffed or anything? Or any...
No.
Okay. I will... Ambassador Mark and Elder Thrasis, I assume?
You assume correctly, outsider.
Pleasure to meet you. This is my associate, Eggnog.
Eggnog. Eggnog Bimzip.
Indy. And Anton Zuka.
I've heard of both of you. Yes, it appears there's been a bit of a miscommunication. The people I brought here are not as trustworthy as I had hoped. In fact, they accosted me and tried to steal my droid.
Dun dun.
That is indeed one version of events.
It's just like a real episode of Law and Order. We've had the fight. Now we're going to go to court.
Yeah.
Then perhaps she'd like to tell you a version.
Dun dun! That was the Law and Order.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was dinner time.
No. That was your freaking dick video.
There was not a dick in that video.
There was a metal rod coming out.
How
of his
crotch. Dare you? That was beautiful, and it was for the children.
What children have you shown that to, Evan?
None. Only nuns is what I'm saying. Oh. I show it to nuns. I run up to nuns and I say, "Sister, look at this."
I'm sorry. What was the question?
I was distracted.
Your version of events.
Ah, my version of events? Well, you, Ambassador Mark, were there at the dinner party when the droid, for reasons still undetermined, dropped something into the ambassador's drink, and the situation was waylaid by my associate here, at which point the party broke up. You were there for that, I believe, as well. A reliable witness, I'm sure. As soon as you left, the ambassador decided to depart, and without questioning what was going on with his droid, and since we were concerned for the ambassador's safety, tried to deactivate the droid. The droid rebuffed my attempt to escape. I disabled the droid, and then Mr. Zuka decided to call the authorities on us, claiming that we were attempting to kidnap his droid and assault him when we were just trying to figure out what was going on and if there was an extended threat. Then I received a call from my associates that your troopers are currently attacking them at a private residence of a native. which I tried to relate to the gods at the time, but they apparently ignored us for the sake of bringing us here.
Yeah, they did say something about that, but the girl whose house it was said that she could handle it.
Oh, that's interesting.
And since we only have the one comm frequency, this is probably when the fighting breaks out, and you guys just get to hear three rounds of combat. Oh god, they've set the building on fire!
Yeah, you guys sit there awkwardly listening to that.
I go like this.
Gatsu!
So, Ambassador Mark, I would advise that this might be a good time to depart. I think you might have lost this one.
As she is sitting there stewing in what you've just said, miserable, someone runs out of the tower that you're standing in front of,
mm-hmm.
and kind of whispers, like, in a strained voice to the elder, loud enough for all of you to hear, "Sir, Sentinel woke up. It's heading this way."
Oh, shit.
Giant land crab, you say?
"Send out the alarm immediately." And finally, a wicked smile comes across the ambassador's face. "It seems the rebels have stirred up trouble. Fortunately for you, we can have a Star Destroyer here in 15 minutes.
That's an interesting version of events. I'm sure that Derek Santo and Elder Phrasis here can discuss the entire thing after the emergency has passed. But for now, perhaps we should worry about the civilians. Or is that not the ambassador's concern?"
"It is my concern. What's your plan?"
"What's my plan? I presume the natives have some idea about evacuation circumstances for such dangers. So I would assist them in their plan, rather than try to interfere with my outworlder ideas."
"Hey, Ambassador, this apartment block's on fire. We could use some help."
"Is there some kind of fire department?" "Yes. Give me a bucket. I'll go, you know. Roll my sleeves. Do the whole Bill Clinton thing, you know. Get in there with the trenches."
Don't call Monica Lewinsky the trudges.
Oh!
That's rude.
"So yeah, I'll turn to the elder. I'll ask Elder Thrasis. I defer to your... We all defer to your wisdom on this matter."
"We're going to begin immediate evacuation. We..."
"Do you hear that, Sergeant? Start evacuating the civilians as fast as you can. Away from the area."
"Yeah, we still have to get the fire put out. I imagine that's the first thing I started doing, is getting...
Project Sentinel is coming."
"We got this."
"Excellent.
Get the egg."
"I have the egg." "Give the egg back to the..."
"We can evacuate on our own. One of you outsiders stirred up Project Sentinel, which is the entire reason it exists in the first place. Apparently, you have 15 minutes to solve it your way before the Imperials blast it from orbit."
"Well, since they're the ones that woke it up, we have video. I suppose that would be their responsibility. If you want to trust them with destroying the thing that they themselves woke up, but that's up to you, of course."
"Hey, Maya, you want to be a hero?"
I want this thing to not kill our people. I will be pleased with the first one of you to accomplish that."
"Oh, Sergeant, do we have something that might mitigate the Sentinel attacking the village?"
I assume at this point all three of us are just running with the cat limping along next to us. Kick back with Ben.
The cat's actually riding me. No.
We got this.
I jam myself with two more stim packs as we're running.
I jam my cat with a stim pack.
Seven more.
What does that do?
Five points of healings.
Okay. No, it's five and then four and then three.
She's asking for a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I jammed my cat with one.
Ew.
Just stick it in.
They just love sticking things in my pussy.
Hello! Mm-hmm. I was going to say it, but you beat me to it. That's fine. That makes it better.
We are running towards Project Sentinel.
You are running towards Project Sentinel.
Yes. Mm.
You're free to go if you need to make arrangements or something.
I believe my friends are on the way. Do you have a location of the impending doom coming this way? That might be useful.
The messenger who ran out points
towards the ship.
Ah! Yeah. You know the direction you guys came from?
Yes.
Up, it seems to be moving in a straight line towards the city from there.
I see.
And in fact, you can see the little white triangle on the horizon drawing closer.
I look at the elder and I say, if you speak to Derek Santo at the Circle of Life, they have a copy of the video that shows the Empire and their war machines awakening the monster to begin with. So
I would be most interested in seeing that. I will make the arrangements.
Very well. To the monster!
Hey, hey, creature.
Yes. So I'm going to sort of meet up with these guys. Oh.
The elder holds up his hand. Wait! Get them some lizards.
Ah! Just like them.
Hmm. Yeah, and they quickly fetch you two of these lizards.
And being the aristocrat that I am, and since I don't think there's a ride check.
No, I think we decided it was survival because there's one book that makes reference of it.
Yeah, and there's no handle
like
animal.
Make a pitch for?
No, I have a better survival.
Drive planetary. Or pilot planetary.
What's the difficulty?
Easy.
Like a bomb.
Advantage.
You slide off and you're riding the underside.
But it's a slow slide.
Yeah.
Or more importantly, your lizard, like his lizard just beelines and yours is like,
like the family circus thing.
So you guys ride out to the point that you catch up with the other group, at which point your lizard you kind of slow down and stop and keep pace with them, at which point your lizard just throws you off and keeps running off on its own.
While I'm like Indiana Jonesing this shit. Hey-ah!
Oh, okay, I gotta run. So I start running for you guys.
Lightsaber.
Oh!
So you got the egg.
More importantly, how does Anton react to all this stuff?
Oh, fuck that guy.
He was not invited?
Yeah. He wants to run and hide now. I don't care.
You should cut his leg off.
Yeah. I can't go a game without cutting something's leg off.
Yeah.
Usually female or female type thing.
No, it was only the once.
Yeah.
So you guys.
No, establish it was the twice.
Break the line of the city. I mean, you can see this temple just pushing down trees as it's just making a beeline towards you guys. Is there any preparations you would like to make drawing closer?
Well, as we're running towards it with the egg, all right, so
your circle in the bomb.
Your circle were the people who could make these things do the thing, right?
I think so.
All right, we're counting on you. What do you need?
Oh.
Can you get your circle here as a group thing?
I think saving the city will be our prize, our present, our gift.
We just need to get you up into the control room, right?
Probably help.
Okay, how do we do that? What's the command to make it let us into the control room?
Well, you know, if she needs to get up to a place that is out of reach, we have a solution for that. Is this the same temple that we came out of earlier?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's now walking towards us.
There's already an entrance to the control room.
Oh, yeah.
Because I made one. So if our friend here can lift our smaller friend here up into the control room, then perhaps we have a chance.
Look, can you just calm it down and let it know that we're giving it its egg back?
I can try.
Good luck to you.
I'm not sure the range of animal empathy.
Oh, I'm sure it's something ridiculously
right
close.
Yeah, you're going to have to see and hear you. You have to walk up to it.
Yeah.
So you might give it pause if you have the egg.
Or I could enrage it if I have the egg.
We're going to find out.
Yeah, we're about to find out, yeah. Having the egg in hand will either give you a black eye or a blue eye.
It breaks through the tree line, like literally breaking the trees down that just fall down as it approaches. And it is a massive version of the thing you saw before. It has 8 legs that just come to a point that stick into the ground. 4 massive pincers that stretch out. And this thing is like twice the size of an AT-AT.
Big enough that you casually snip off the head of an AT-AT, as we saw before.
Yes. Yeah. With the conical temple, like 5 stories of building just sitting on its back. And a big mouth that's just a spiral of teeth that rotate inside the mouth. And its 2 eye stalks come down and look at you guys just standing in front of it. You certainly have its attention.
I am probably trembling right now.
Super glad I spent this time.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Let me try something. I would like to try something. Inspiring rhetoric. Take an inspiring rhetoric action. Make a 2 purple leadership check. 1 ally for each success in short range recovers 1. Oh, wait. No, shit. That's right. Well, this thing doesn't do anything.
Tell me about it.
Okay, so anyway, I thought it did something different. 1 ally for each success in short range recovers 1 strain. Spend advantage for 1 affected ally to recover 1 additional strain. It doesn't have anything to do with
it. So you want to give her a pep talk, basically.
That's what I thought this thing did. But,
go for it.
Okay.
So if you get advantage on this roll, you can use that advantage to give her blue dice. Okay. Right? So mechanically, there's a way to do that.
Okay. So it's a leadership check. My leadership is yellow and 2 green. That would be a 2 successes and 1 disadvantage. So in short range, I don't know what that does then. Probably nothing.
Some people get some strain back. Yeah. That's not terrible. Like we
can
all
get.
If you
some
had any strain,
strain
you give me a pep talk.
Okay.
I get my strain back.
Okay, so the thing's closing in on us. You're looking all scared. And it's, oh God. To be inspiring.
Inspire me!
Inspire you.
I'm a teenage girl. Inspire me.
Okay.
If you pull this off, we're going to the mall.
A giant monster creature.
There's a Jamba Juice in store for you.
I think you've earned that piercing you've been asking for.
It's going to be your daughter someday, you know.
I'm not worried about like all the ear piercings and shit that she's going to want.
It's the clip piercing that...
I'm really worried about that. Like, I don't want to have that conversation with her.
Around the planet right now, your entire circle is behind you in spirit. The Force is with you in this task. You will save your people, and you will bring peace to a place where war is threatened. We all believe in you.
Okay. So I'm trying to remember how animal empathy works.
Oh, animal empathy?
Yeah.
So, as I recall, you're making a...
survival check,
yes,
right?
And you get to add your force rating to it.
Right.
Yeah. As either advantage or success, depending on...
Today we celebrate our giant crab day!
So it's going to be a 4 purple task. I'm going to let you add 2 blue dice from his successes on his pep talk.
Yeah, because really...
And you can upgrade your ability once, because you've got its egg.
Okay, so...
So drop a green and put another yellow on there?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at this point, I don't know that you were going to need to spend the extra thing. I was going to say spend that to upgrade, but you're looking good here.
Yeah.
And we're going to need to save this in case you roll nothing but dark side.
Right.
So we can use those dark side to get it real mad at the starship in orbit and shoot it with its orbital gun!
All right.
Sergeant Madoga keeps surprising himself with how erect he can get.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I'm just imagining, like, in your head, you're like...
You know, at this point, we don't need it to shoot the ship. Your dick just pierced it.
surface to
it's
orbit.
It's hard to roll this many times.
Your hands are so small.
Oh!
That's a lot
of
dark side. Yeah. I am terrified, and it's coming off in my...
good news is you succeed without spending the force points.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, but do you need to spend the force points to activate? Is this a power that you have to activate?
I think so.
No, it lets you add the dice. You can choose to funnel the dark side in.
Oh, she can add the extra successes or not.
But she's got like 83 successes.
So yeah. I got, yeah, 2, 4, 5 successes and 3 threat.
You don't have to worry about
that. 4 threat.
This can't.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, yeah, 3 threat.
Yeah, don't worry about the dark side points.
Yeah, yeah. You're good. 5 successes, 3 threat, yeah. Takes a lot out of you.
You connect to this creature's mind, and it is pure protection. A mother's instinct. Its baby is missing, and it will rip the planet asunder to get it.
Okay. Yeah, I will put the egg down, like, where I am and step away.
It has no way of picking this up.
No, okay. We're going to have to put it...
You think you're going to have to get up there and put it back.
Okay.
Make it very dramatic. She flies up, puts the egg back in its head.
Would the egg be considered a creature?
Well, you could take me, and I'm holding the egg.
And she's in the control room. That's probably better.
Yep. I'll reach out to the force and pick her up. May I?
Oh, that's fine. Not my die.
Why don't you just grab the die?
Crack!
No.
I'm tapping into the dark side, sir.
Oh, man.
Am I going to squeak?
It's worse because I'm a master now. It's more than just squeak. I actually cause critical when I do it.
So, yeah, the answer is no. Just fail. Just fail.
You have to.
No, it's fine.
I was about to say that.
Like, she holds the egg.
You have to, right?
Yeah, but if he crits her,
this is the hero's sacrifice.
Oh, I would love it if you just squashed the egg in front of us.
Yeah. Yeah, both her and the egg go floating up and just squeeze into this little ball of blood and flesh.
Yeah. And egg yolk.
Now it's your turn.
This is the hero's sacrifice.
She gets squished so the egg can survive. Yeah,
he rips off the mask. He was Jar Jar Binks the whole time.
Or can you, like, choose?
He may. I mean,
yeah. Okay.
If any dark side were used to generate and the check succeeds,
yes.
The target suffers a critical injury, adding +10 to the roll per dark side spent on the check.
No, because. But if I use the basic opposed check, you had the option to try to do that, and you didn't.
Okay.
You I do squeeze. Still hurt her. But it's not a crit. So spend your last destiny point.
Just one per one.
Ignog must be afraid because you feel like your organs compressing.
Yeah, I squeak.
And it's a good thing he picked up you and not the egg.
Yeah.
I squeeze the egg too hard. No.
The egg in front of the mom and crack it open.
And then drop the microphone.
The ultimate branding.
So as you are drifting up to the sky, you can see above you the shadow of a Star Destroyer.
We've got the thing under control. Tell them not to let the Empire bombard the planet.
The creature.
Oh, you're right here with us.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. I will call you know who is on your comm link.
Anton
Zuka.
Yeah, Zuka is.
Yeah. I was going to call back to the elder guy, but of course he probably doesn't have that.
I could do that. And then I get on my ship and fly away, and we never hear about this again, yes?
Do we still have the droid?
Yeah, we still have it in custody. We can take one,
but we don't know. We left it there.
When you left,
he was there
with Gracie.
Yeah.
Who was deactivated.
If he wants to keep the droid that tried to kill him with him,
I do.
That might be a story for another day, then, because right now it doesn't matter. Droid, our survival.
You pulled us off, and it was nice working with you, Zuka.
Always a pleasure. I want to say Madaka.
Madaka. No.
Macarena.
I'll whisper it to him right before I pull the trigger. Don't worry.
And Amaya floats up to the hole you made at the top of the shell to the control room where you found the egg initially.
I'll place it where we found it.
Okay.
I'm going to take the controls and drive the thing over to the Imperials and kill them all.
Just fly it up.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You are basically at the helm of a death machine.
Best to discharge.
We don't have any contact with her now. Unless this thing is going to let me climb a leg and follow her in.
That's true.
Is that something you'd like to try?
Yeah, as she goes floating up, I'm going to holster my weapon and, like, carefully walk up to it. Like, saying out loud as I do, just going up to help my friend make sure that egg is secure.
Snip!
Nothing to worry about here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
How many successes did you get on your empathy?
5.
Okay. Yeah, you start...
Just want to feel the power between my legs once before I die. Like,
there's an eye stalk just right above
your
head.
Just following me as I climb up. Yep. Yep. Nice and slow. Super calm.
You climb up a leg.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's got a climbing leg or something, like with spines that come out like a little ladder, or do I need to make a check to climb up it?
It's not hard to climb up it.
Sure.
Just let you do it.
Nope, not climbing up it.
And I'll start heading up the spiral after her. She's probably got a head start on me.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can drive this thing back to where it was.
Yeah, I mean, you take the seat, you're connected with it, and you just sort of start turning it around. Okay, now you're going to have to make a climb check.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe average athletics.
Sure thing. Would you like to upgrade this?
I guess I might as well.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Nothing left to upgrade. And I got all these desks.
I did not fail and did not get a despair. Sorry.
Okay.
This would have been a good end for...
just get impaled by a foot.
Yeah, 3 successes and an advantage. I'll clear up some of my strength.
Electrocuted by the...
I actually worked with the Empire the whole time.
Yeah.
Now we have it.
I just wasn't sure how to turn it on. So.
Yeah, the rest of you see this thing start to slowly turn.
Ambassador Mark, may I speak to Elder Thraces, please?
Why would I let you do that?
Because if you don't, I'll tell him you didn't. And I think I have more pull with him now than you do.
Please hold. You're on speaker. Go ahead.
Elder Thraces, are you there?
I'm here.
I just wanted to inform you that your, well, planetary daughter Amaya has saved the entire town. She has returned to the creature, its missing child, I suppose, and is bringing the creature back to its resting place in the jungle. The crisis is averted, and everyone should be safe for the time being.
Yes, your ambassador indicated as much.
Excellent. I'll have an update for you soon. It's proceeding back into the jungle at present, and I have to wait and see that my people are safe.
Very well, I expect your return shortly.
Yes, of course. Might I count on your support in meeting with the council?
Well, we have Mrs. Santo here with us, who has already agreed to be your sponsor.
I understand that. But given the circumstances and the direness of the situation, I think it would be more peaceful if we all approached the council as a group to explain our places in the situation.
Well, I will certainly voice my support with my fellow council members.
Much appreciated. I will talk to you soon. You're like hands on like the gooey, like, what was it, controls or something?
No, I'm just dancing.
Yeah. I walk in there, you interpretive dancing and just slowly walk
up. You're pretty sure she's on Molly.
Oh, no, this thing's
controlled. Your booster blue. Your mouth is just covered in blue.
Now this thing's controlled by the Kinect.
Yeah. God. It's actually that Star Wars dancing game.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. I'm doing the, like, cop action.
You do the Han Solo? Yeah. Yeah.
So, you three folks on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hopping on? Are you just watching it go?
No, I'm just...
Watching it go. This is how I get a battlefield promotion.
I'm supervising. Alright. The only thing I can do is get away at that point.
Or... It was 3 days out in the jungle. Although it's much clearer now.
Also probably faster.
Well, we still have, like, riding lizards, right?
I have a pavilion brought out.
Excellent.
We're sitting there, like, drinking tea and just kind of knocking it back.
Have some crumpets.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you do still have a riding lizard.
It's true.
You guys can hop on and follow if you want.
Sure.
Okay. We'll trail them and make sure we don't step on any, like, red spiky mine land shark thing.
I don't think those will matter.
It's probably
not to this.
It's already cleared the way. It leads you for the better part of a day. You guys travel through the night, and early the next morning, you come to this patch of massively upturned earth that it used to stand, and it starts digging, and it just works its way in a long process of reburying itself.
Yeah.
Finally, you come to rest.
Good job, kid.
I'm tired.
I've probably been coordinating with you over the day, knowing that you guys are coming back out.
Yep.
Probably. We saw a whole bunch of people on one of these lizards, right? Like,
no, before, like, everybody had their own.
Oh, this is one of those riding, there's not one of those pack.
I probably would have asked you, can you, if you're following us out, can you make sure you have a couple of lizards in tow so we can all make it back?
Yeah, we probably would have gotten some other kind, because one thing can't carry the three of us.
You find the lizards that went running off before.
Yeah.
They're just hanging out back here.
Sure.
I have a bunch of bruised ribs.
This is the last place we saw our owners.
Yeah, it's like Sala at the end of Last Crusade, where he has two more horses with him when he shows up. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
perfect.
I take a nap on mine.
Sure. You're just like, you just go where I need you to go. Of course you.
We'll ride
back into town.
We're going to ride our asses back into town, barring attack by the remaining stormtrooper.
No, he becomes the villain of the next story.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, he gets promoted here.
I have seen some shit.
He's girls, they just disappear!
Box's armor.
Corporal, did you get that axe?
Fuck yeah, I got that.
That axe.
Yeah, you ride your lizards back into town. It looks like people have repopulated and life is resuming as normal. You take a cruise past Amaya's old house. The little fires are out, but there's not much left.
Smoking ruin.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a good thing houses grow on trees around here.
You're making fun of the loss of
livelihood. He has more couth than that. That was Ross meaning.
Ross doesn't have any
couth. No.
It's true, no. I claim no couth. The only couth I have is whatever I make up for carrying.
You ride up to the civic building where you met the elder.
Mm-hmm.
And a porter, when he sees you approaching, waves you down. Come on, they're in the middle of the meeting.
Of course.
I drag my ass in there.
He can give you a piggyback ride.
Okay, I get a piggyback ride.
You don't want to be on that back. There's nothing but axe and sword back there.
I just impale. Really.
I already got some fresh ribs from this one.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, your intestines are all like liquefied.
I don't know how much damage that took, but I don't think it will really matter.
Oh man, I can do the river now.
Yeah.
Oh.
So...
You are ushered into the Grand Council Chamber. It's laid out much like the meeting you saw before with concentric circles of people. You find Elder Thrasis in the middle ring. It looks like there's 9 people. And standing in the circle, you see Ambassador Mark and actually no one else. Derek Santo is there speaking on your behalf.
Hmm.
And you see that they are all huddled around an ancient monitor that seems to have just been wheeled in for the
They found an old CRT.
Yeah. And it was showing the footage you guys found.
Ah, yes.
And Santo kind of slips away quietly to talk to you guys. So it's done. It's quiet.
Oh. Assuming no one goes back there to take its egg again.
I would probably say that area should be made off limits from here until forever.
I mean, it was off limits. You should probably post some guards. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We did that too. Buried in the ground.
Some sapient guards.
Yes, and if the Empire were not allowed to come back here, since they were the ones that were killed. But we can speak about that to the Council.
Right, well, I think it's just a formality at this point. Oh, hold on. The video footage draws to an end, and Elder Thrasis stands. Well, given all that we've seen and the brave efforts of our friends in the new alliance to quell problems brought on by some other outsiders, for my part, I'd say we owe it to them to meet with this new alliance and draft a treaty as to how we can best help each other.
It would be an overreach for us to take credit for the success of this particular averted disaster.
But we'll do it anyway.
All credit for the quelling of the situation goes to young Amaya here, who is a credit to her circle and to your people. I am honored.
That's probably in character.
I am and have been honored to assist in the ultimate resolution of this situation, but I believe that the cooperation that has been shown between your people and those whom we represent is the only gift we could possibly put before you as proof of our cause.
Pretty good.
What say you, Amaya? Apparently you're the hero of the day. What do you think of your friends in the Alliance?
Shit. Well, they saved your cat.
No, we're going Empire.
The Empire had all those cool weapons.
Oh, shit. No!
All eyes are on Amaya.
I brought you a banquet.
Most of them can even see your cat.
Yes, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
At least half of them. She's probably going to just try to hide a bit.
You can't see me.
Just very shy.
She's modest.
Derek Santo, the head of this chapter of your circle, is looking pleadingly at you to say anything right now.
Inspiring rhetoric?
I couldn't have done it without them.
Modest and talented.
A politician to the last.
You're going to have a bright future in our order, Amaya. Yes, well, now the formality of voting. All those in favor of forming a treaty with the Alliance of Free Planets, say aye.
Tor raises his hand, aye.
There's some uncomfortable laughter.
Way to make it awkward.
What was that hand gesture the outsider just made?
Yes.
Declaration of war!
You did what to my mother?
Come at me. You want to see the last death.
Yeah. Don't you know what that means here?
They light their glow sticks and say aye in a unanimous vote to form a treaty.
Oh, thank God. I don't have to shoot any of them. Seriously, I would have laid down fire on the Navos.
Say that when we're not here.
Oh, sorry.
Ambassador Mark turns heel, starts marching out. She pauses in front of you. Give my regards to Mr. Zuka.
If I ever see him again, I certainly will. I look forward to our next confrontation.
You might want to check the prison.
That's fine.
She keeps going.
Field promotion, I'm ambassador now.
You missed when I gave you that field promotion like 3 seconds ago, didn't you?
This is more official.
Like 5 minutes after meeting him?
Yeah, that guy's not our ambassador.
He's much celebrating. Elder Crisis approaches the group of you.
Imagine like Ewoks, right?
I was thinking the Ewoks song. Yeah. Yep.
It means blood and thunder.
Well, he pulled it off. Congratulations.
Sounds like a pedestrian description of things. Yes, sure. Yes. But
the important thing is that your people have been protected from the possibility of enslavement by the Empire.
So, about your ambassador.
Yes?
We had a chance to take some testimony from that droid of yours.
Oh, good.
I can hardly wait to find out what it had to say.
We have every reason to believe that Zuko had been paid off by the Empire to sabotage any efforts on the Alliance's behalf.
Her documentation was more to do with plans to smuggle indigenous creatures off this world. The sale of illegal arms and armaments to everyone.
That is what he is known for.
That sounds about right for him.
Why was the droid trying to kill him?
Idealism, I think.
Interesting.
Is the droid still around?
We threw them both in holding cells.
Ah.
Couldn't think of what else to do with them.
If you will allow us, our collective superiors likely have a way of prosecuting him for the crimes, but of course you have first dibs for what he was plotting to do. But if you do not wish to bother with him, we will find a suitable fate for him.
We had some plans to interrogate him and discover the source of some of his information about the natives of our world. After that, we'd be happy to turn him over to you.
Agreeable.
There is the question of what to do with the droid.
Given that we don't know the source of its programming, and as I understand it, technological such things are slightly outside of your realm, I propose this. We will have the droid examined for whatever information is available to what is going on, and if any of it, outside of what you already have ascertained, is pertinent to your interests or security, it will be turned over to you. Anything that is of a sensitive nature on our end or would otherwise put you in danger for knowing it, we'll keep to ourselves. If you trust us with this, then that is what we will do.
The only reason we have to hold the droid is testimony of one of yours. Mr. Bimzip?
It wasn't a yes or no question.
Where am I?
Mr. Bimzip, hello.
There's just a haze of smoke.
I deem my sole eyewitness unreliable.
That would be an accurate assessment, Judge.
And drop all charges.
Inadvertently said here today.
We will... Yeah, so, moving through the... I'm trying to remember. The moon base was not a Baelphoranian moon base, right? Like, that was the Athorians had made that, and that actually had tech in it, right?
Yes,
the moon ace subtech.
Yes.
Excellent. So if we get a shuttle back there, we can get access to a long-range communicator and contact the Alliance and be like, we need a new ambassador. We used our last one.
Yeah.
He turned out to be a war prophet.
Send a droid expert.
Yeah.
Like,
let me get you your droid.
Gracie comes hobbling.
Yeah. He disappears for a long while, and then
he just has a
Gracie
tree
reappears on, like, the most awkward, like, they bandaged this metal leg back on.
So sure.
It's basically just a prosthetic that she's hobbling on.
Everything's a prosthetic.
Well, you all certainly mucked that up.
You've been forthcoming with your intentions and what you were up to. That would have been an easier situation to handle.
Well, I didn't know that I could trust you.
Yet you were telling everyone. Are you willing to come with us now? Or are we going to have to go through the same routine again?
Yeah.
Well,
Are you?
I think he's racist.
Hey, Gracie.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
Considering the circumstances, that must have been very difficult to pull off.
I appreciate that.
Assassinating the ambassador in the middle of a negotiation? Bad timing.
Well, no. It would have been blamed on the Imperials and made this a lot quicker.
No. Trust me, that's not what would have happened.
Great. You don't get to come on my new space yacht.
My space family yacht?
Has Your space yacht does not come anywhere near the ones I have access to.
Who's coming on my space yacht?
Can I go on the space yacht?
I assume you have contacts back within the Alliance for us to report to.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Ambassador, does that mean that we're leaving you here for the next show?
Oh, I don't know. I think is the droid in charge now?
I think Gracie was very clear.
Droid owns the space yacht.
Space yacht.
The droid owns something?
Not the shuttle.
I must have landed on a different universe where droids have autonomy.
Do you see a... does she have a... What the hell are those things? Restraining bolt on her.
No.
Okay. Do you see a restraining bolt on her? She's a free droid in service to the Alliance.
She's an assassination droid.
In service to the Alliance. I'm a killer in service to the Alliance. He's a killer in service to the Alliance.
Well, if
you talk people to death when they get bored.
Indeed. And if you're providing her autonomy, then I'm not allowed on the ship, so I think the answer has been made.
Can my cat go on the ship?
You are providing her autonomy by agreeing to everything, so if that's the case, I will stay here and arrange for transport elsewise.
Great.
Well, we do need someone to hold down the fort and make sure that the Alliance's needs are spoken and are stated.
More than willing to help out.
Ambassador, I have every faith in your ability.
Have fun with the assassination droid.
Screenway.
I should probably mix the drinks myself.
Yeah. You guys tool around the galaxy working for the Alliance in a yacht.
Yes!
Seems good.
Not me. Yeah. Okay.
Excellent.
We've done it!
We did it!
We solved your crab puzzle!
The crab puzzle.
Yeah. What's a crab? Like, you guys blew up my notes in the first 5 minutes of every game. So,
I don't know why you brought notes.
Yeah, tell us what the plot was supposed to
be. Yeah.
Before you do, seriously, you flew well by the seat of your pants because that was a fun
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
You did a really great job, man. If I didn't know you hadn't written that, if you said nothing like we had to read your notes, I would have a very hard time believing that you didn't just sort of improvise here and there and basically have the same plan.
So, my usual way to run games is to basically just establish a cast of NPCs, figure out what they want, and the means they will use to get.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And that way, like, and then maybe I'll write down, like, here's what I think is going to happen, step 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, sure.
Even when shit goes off book, I know the characters, so I know how they're going to bounce off.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell us where it all went.
Yeah, what was your idea of the plot?
Because I feel like I have a handle on some of those phases.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, her name is Georgie.
I'm going to stop this.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, everybody.